I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Each week at this time, we have been bringing you special segments from our Utah StoryCorps project. Today, we take the liberty of doing something different. Stored in the Fife Folklore Archives on the Utah State University campus are 7 boxes containing information and oral history recordings from 39 members of Cache Community Connections. Among those recordings are comments from longtime Utah Public Radio friend Jack Keller, who spoke about his years volunteering with that Northern Utah religious and civic community organization.
It was a way we connected both religious and civic. I was chair for the first year and a half.
On November 10th, we received word of Jack's passing. Recognized as a humanitarian who traveled to third world countries finding ways to make water available for farmers, Jack was a founder of Keller Blissner Engineering, and in 1980 referred to his career as an irrigation engineer as a love affair.
I was born in Roanoke, Virginia on January the 5th, 1928. Grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. I just did the usual thing as in high school, graduated from high school, and when I went to college, I left and I decided I wanted to go west to school, and so I somehow or another was attracted to the University of Colorado in Boulder, Colorado. I had misread the school catalog. I wanted to be an agricultural engineer, and I thought they had agricultural engineering at the University of Colorado now, and they didn't. I had misread the catalog, and I didn't know there was such a thing as aeronautical engineering, and I thought agricultural engineering. So I was sitting in the auditorium. We all got herded into the auditorium, and they called it for the aeronautical engineers, get up and go here, and civil engineers, get up and go there, mechanical engineers, and so on. And so I'm sitting there at the end, and he says, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I came here to be an agricultural engineer. We don't have agricultural engineering here at Colorado University. You don't? I thought I saw it in the catalog. Let me see the catalog. And I looked at it. Of course, then I read aeronautical engineering. I said, what should I do? Well, it said the closest thing we have to agricultural engineering is civil engineering. So I went over to became a civil engineer. I think I finished in 53, BS in civil, and I went to Colorado State University and got a master's in irrigation engineering. So I finally got into agriculture. And then I later on went and worked for a number of years, and then in 1960 I came here to get a PhD in agricultural engineering at Utah State University.
While Jack and his wife Sally had always been committed to community, it was the destruction and loss of lives on September 11th in 2001 that led to his involvement in Cache Community Connections.
Cache Community Connections was a result of 9/11. And at 9/11, we had a meeting that was called together because, you know, the shock had sent through America. Mm-hmm. It was called together by, I think, Frank Junkie, the pastor, and he was really the interim pastor, they call it, at the Presbyterian Church. And at that meeting, there were various religious groups and the mayor, the university. And when I say various religious groups, he called in, I mean, the Baha'is were there, the Muslims were there, and we put together service. A couple things very critical in its workability and its longevity, and that was the LDS Church was very careful not to overwhelm it, and it was a very strong outreach from the LDS Church. It was a way we connected both religious and civic. And that was the difference, because there had been a religious group meeting, but there had never been a religious civic group. This brought us all together, and I made the comment, well, what are we going to do after this is over? Are we just going to go our merry ways as usual? And Frank said, well, why don't you do something about that? And so I said, okay. In fact, I guess I'm the reason that it made it through the first year or so. I was chair for the first year and a half.
The comments you have heard during this special oral history segment were made on March 12th of 2009 and are archived in Utah State University's Merrill Kazir Library. Jack Keller of Logan is survived by his wife, Sally, their three children, and their families, and is remembered here today on Utah Public Radio.